We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, hour number two of our radio program. Let's talk a little bit about the New York Jets right now. Big expectations ever since acquiring Aaron Rodgers. And now joining us is a man that's entering his third year in the NFL, was a fourth round pick back in the 2021 NFL draft via UNC. And that, of course, is Jets running back in Michael Carter. Michael, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. How you been?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So I know you guys just wrapped up OTAs. You'll have 6 weeks off, and then training camp will get underway. Exciting season upcoming for the Jets. Just what's been the vibe so far being around the guys the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I can't even put it into words. Just my time here, this is the best it's ever felt here. So really excited. Keep on working a lot, and it feels good to – you know, feel like we're in a great place heading into the, 40 days and 40 nights of work before the season starts.
When you found out that Aaron Rodgers was going to be your quarterback, I know it seemed like it was a done deal for a while, but when the deal was officially finalized, just how did you find out about it and how did you react to get him one of the all-time great quarterbacks in your locker room?
Yeah, so I found out, I got a group message with my brothers and a couple of close friends, and I was actually taking a nap. But I woke up to the text and, hey, I got Aaron. Yeah, going to the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Everybody hypes it up. But so it's really cool to be able to play with a player, of that caliber. And he's also more than a player. I don't know if people give him credit, but he's an awesome teammate. And he's very helpful to have around. And I feel like just elevating everybody's game around him. And that's what a true great does. So. Also, we're under expectations of, obviously you get a good quarterback like that. You're going to want to, people are going to put expectations on him and those around him. So it's just a matter of, enjoying the game and playing the game. We always know how to play.
That's got to be the greatest nap of your life, where you take a nap and you wake up and then you have Aaron Rodgers. That's a wild story.
Right. You wake up, you're still dreaming.
Is it a little surreal in the locker room when you have a guy that has done that much greatness in the NFL and has been a part of that much greatness? Now he's in your locker room. Are you guys like past that awkward stage where it's okay that the Jets have Aaron Rodgers? I know it's a professional business, but it has to be a little bit surreal with him being in that locker room now.
Yeah, to be honest, I think a lot of that is credit to Aaron. He makes it feel like he's the one that leads that charge and making it not a big deal. And so I think it just speaks to his credit, like to have a superstar as that. That's done so much in the game and done so much for the game on and off the field, just come in and be like one of the guys and just be, like humble in approach, but very confident and human, because, we're going to put him on a pedestal because we've seen what he can do and we've seen what he's done and what he's about to do. And he's just continued to be great, but, he carries himself humbly and I'm grateful to have him as a teammate. So he kind of led the way. It wasn't really a long transition period. It was awesome.
What have you guys been doing to build that chemistry when you bring in a new quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we get pretty diverse about, how we gel and things like that. The first weekend, I think he was here, it was like the weekend of the Kentucky Derby. And so I was going to go anyway, but I actually met him and Alan Lazard out there in Randall Cobb. And we had a good time. I got to chop it up with him for a while and, just really become friends, on top of just teammates. So just being around each other and along with the other guys and just communicating and talking football and talking life. So he's a great teammate along with Alan and, Randall and the rest of the guys that came in.
Jets running back Michael Carter here with us. That's pretty neat going to the Kentucky Derby with Aaron Rodgers. You're all jealous a little bit that Sauce Gardner got to go to Carbone, the Knicks game, and sit right next to Jessica Alba.
she's a great actor, but I gotta live my life the way I'm supposed to live. So, but I thought it was really cool that he met her and he had some cleats made with her face on it. So he's doing it all.
Oh, what's up with Sauce? How did Sauce not know who Jessica Alba was before that? Did you guys give him some crap in the locker room over that?
You'll be surprised. Like a couple of our teammates didn't know who she was, but well, they knew that she was like she was on Fantastic Four, but I think sometimes like it gets lost. Like we know the character, we don't know the name of the character. So you'd be surprised. We a little bit. He's 21 years old,
Yeah. So. Michael Carter here with us. So you talked about the expectations, and when you bring in a player the caliber of Aaron Rodgers, and last year you guys had a good team, it just seemed like the success of the quarterback position was missing. What type of offense do you think you guys can have this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, there's no, I don't feel like there's any ceiling on what we can do. It's just a matter of the work that we put in and attention to detail that we also put in. So I don't think there's any limits or boundaries for what we could do, but, you know, the offseason doesn't really mean anything. It's all about what you do when it's time.
And this division is just really tough. We know what Buffalo's done the last few years. Belichick is always Belichick. Tua has a bunch of weapons to throw the football to with the Miami Dolphins. Do you feel like you guys, this is your division, or do you still look at Buffalo as, hey, in order to be the champs, you got to beat the champs?
You know what? I think it's a good question. I think, you know, I was actually just watching ESPN right now. And we're all inside the top 12 in, like, power rankings. Obviously, I'm sitting at lunch, and there's not too much you can do to ignore that. I'm sitting right in front of me, but I think we probably do have the best division in football. And we had this argument the other day with a couple NFL friends, but I don't, you know, every season's a new season, so obviously the Buffalo Bills are a great team, and so is New England, and so is Miami, but also so are we. So I think only time will tell, who, you know, to answer that question.
What did you really challenge yourself after 2 years in the NFL to work on this offseason to get the best year three possible for you providing to this football team, Michael Carter?
Yeah, I think the mental game, like the game within the game. I think, obviously, like throughout my 2 years, I've proven that I am a good player in this league. And I've been pretty – I don't know, since I've had my ups and my downs, and, you know, it just – the game is an opportunity-based game and a confidence-based game, but those things can't waver up and down. So just maintaining my consistency and how I approach the game and understanding that there's no moment too big or no moment too small. So just really understanding myself and getting in even more in-depth of this offense. And even though we got a new offensive coordinator, it is a similar scheme. So I'm just being able to advance my football education. So I'm just growing within the game and understand that you got to be explosive and make plays and extend plays and how I can get creative in doing that. So I'm excited for this season.
Well, talking about explosive, I saw Breece Hall the other day running. He looks pretty damn healthy to me. I know he's still in that recovery process. You know Breece very well, being a teammate, sharing that running back room with him. What could you tell us about Breece Hall and what you're kind of seeing at the facility with him right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's in great spirits as far as I know. I mean, he's doing really well. I was told he was ahead of schedule. Also, like, he's doing good. So, you know, I'm excited to have him back and excited to see him ball.
How would you describe your guys' relationship, Breece Hall and Michael Carter?
Yeah, I think it's grown so much over time. It's honestly a unique relationship. He acts a lot like my older brother, so he kind of feels like a family member already. But so it's been cool just being able to grow alongside him. And when he came in, kind of like being like his guide a little bit, to watching him now, like guide the younger guys too. And, you know, we have a really good, I feel like we got a great relationship.
Michael Carter, that running back room could get a little extra crowded. I see all these rumors with Dalvin Cook being released that maybe he could actually end up being a New York Jet. How would you react to that if Dalvin Cook ends up signing with the Jets?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. It's really not my business, but I do know that he's a really good player. And, you know, I'm from Florida, so kind of like watching him at Florida State and Miami Central and obviously going with the Vikings. It's weird to see how the Vikings wouldn't want him. It kind of feels weird, but he's a good player. So, I mean, I can't control what they do. Obviously, I also feel like in our running back room is fine where we're at, but if, you know, that does happen, then, you know, I guess we'll see.
I know ego really builds people as well, and it's a reason why you got to believe in yourself for a football team to be so great. But when you have so much talent, sometimes people wonder if maybe if carries or touches get limited, if that could be a detriment to someone in a locker room. Just where's the ego at of this football team, and do you feel like this is a selfless group right now?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, all of us want to win. All of us want to get paid. All of us want to do those things. And those are real goals that we have. But I think that none of that really happens unless you win football games, and I think that's also the understanding. So Yeah, no, I think the Eagles are, you know, to the top. And I think that also, you know, understand that we got some guys and that are later in their career that are really looking to win the Super Bowl. And also, as much as they want to win one, the younger guys want to win one too. That's all we play for. You know, that's a huge reason why we play, is to win the big game. And, you know, understanding the guys that have won the Super Bowl in the building, they're very keen on letting us know that what it really takes to win the Super Bowl and what it can do for your life. Like, it can change your whole life for winning one game. So getting there is the biggest challenge, and then, but it takes time, and it's a process that starts now.
I know it's just early on in the process, Michael Carter, third-year running back for the Jets. It's one thing to say, I believe we're a Super Bowl contender. I ask any player that, of course, they're going to say yes. But do you really feel that this could be a Super Bowl team this upcoming year?
Yes, no question. You know, we got a defense, an elite defense. We have elite special teams. And then we have an offense that the way that we've been looking is very much on our way to being elite. So it just takes time. Offense takes time. And when you have a new OC, new quarterback, and you have depth at all positions, and you have explosive players at all positions, we have everything that you would need on paper to win a championship. So all that is, you know, now it's just a matter of displaying it week to week and being consistent in doing that.
Last thing I'm going to ask you, Michael Carter, it's actually to be about one of your college teammates in Sam Howell. You guys shared that same backfield at UNC. He's trying to be the starting quarterback now for the Washington Commanders. What can you tell us about what the Commanders have in Sam Howell?
Yeah, they got a. There's no words. I just think that, well, for one, he shouldn't have been a fifth-round pick. Definitely should have won that first round. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, he's rooted deep in faith. And, you know, it carries him a long way. And he's a great player. He's an even better person. And I'm always rooting for him from the side. And I think he's going to tear the league up. Just give him a few minutes. He's going to do great.
And you got to be excited for UNC this year. I know what Drake May did a season ago, but everyone in college football is now talking about Caleb Williams and then the UNC quarterback and Drake May.
Yeah, I'm taking Drake over him, even though Caleb is amazing. He won the Heisman, but I'm just biased. But also, you know, from an unbiased perspective, it's a toss-up. They're both great players. I think Drake has a great game. He's a winner. He knows how to win. And also, you know, from a defensive perspective, I think UNC probably has one of the best front sevens in the country coming into the year. And not that they're all super hyped up on the media besides Cedric. I think maybe Cedric Gray or Miles Murphy. But from top to bottom, they have a bunch of speed, size, power, IQ, all that, everything that you need. And obviously they're led by Mac, so he's always going to put a great team together.
Well, always appreciate the time, Michael Carter. Thanks so much, and good luck this upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you.